The Surgeon's Mate by Patrick O'Brien, read by Rick Jerram. Chapter 1. The long harbour of Halifax in Nova Scotia on a long, long summer's day, and two frigates gliding in on the tide of flood under their topsails alone. The first, since she had belonged to the United States Navy until a few days before, wore the stars and stripes under a white ensign. The second showed no more than her own shabby colours, for she was HMS Shannon, the winner in that short and bloody action with the Chesapeake. The Shannon's crew already had some notion of the welcome they should receive, because news of the victory had spread, and dories, yachts, privateers' boats, and small craft of all kinds had met them beyond the distant harbour's mouth, sailing along with them, waving their hats and bawling out, "Bravo! Huzzay! Well done, Shannon! Huzzay! Huzzay!" The Shannons took no great notice of the civilians, apart from a distant acknowledgement, a discreet wave from the watch below, but the small craft took great notice of them, and although the casual observer saw little to exclaim at in the Shannon herself, with most of her rigging new set up, a fresh suit of sails bent to her yards, and her paintwork at least as trim as it was when she set out from this same port some weeks ago, the more knowing eye of the privateersmen saw the deep wounds in her bowsprit and her masts, the mizzen fished with capstan bars, the shot still lodged in her side, and the plugs where they had gone through. Yet even the most unobservant could not miss the gaping void in the Chesapeake's stern and larboard quarter, where the Shannon's full starboard broadside had raked her again and again, sending some...